Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Can I just say, you know how some moments don't feel important when they're happening? They just feel normal. And in hindsight, that ordinary moment was quietly setting the stage for something unexpected. It was Thursday, November 21st, and I was sitting in a hair salon waiting for my turn. Nothing dramatic, just a regular appointment. But because I'm me, I checked the astrology for the day. The moon and Mars were both in Leo. Leo rules self-expression, visibility, yes, even hair, the mane. And Mars is the planet of cutting and severing. Now, that doesn't always mean some intense life-altering transformation. Sometimes it means you're cutting your hair, which under the Leo sky feels very on brand. Sun and Mercury were both in Sagittarius, bringing perspective and reflection. Venus was in Capricorn, highlighting value, work, self-worth, and exchange. Nothing loud, nothing dramatic, just symbolic in that quiet, precise way astrology tends to be. I've learned that when things quietly line up like that, it's worth paying attention. So welcome here. This is Hannah, and you're listening to Have Fate in Astrology on I'm Astrology Podcast. My stylist was warm and open, someone you instantly felt comfortable with, and as an empath, I felt that pull to connect more deeply and intuitively. I asked her for her birth information, and she said yes. Her chart explained a lot before she even spoke. She's a Libra rising ruled by Venus, beauty, aesthetics, and balance. Her Venus in Aquarius in the fifth house of creativity, independence, needing freedom to express herself authentically. She told me she works alone, and not because she prefers it, but because relying on others feels uncomfortable. Control feels safe. And that clicked. Libra wants harmony, but when trust feels unstable, control becomes the backup plan. And then came the alignment that made me pause. She's a Capricorn sun. In that day, Venus was transiting Capricorn through my second house of value and self-worth. Venus rules beauty and care. Capricorn rules work and structure. So, simply, me paying her for a Venusian craft under a Venus and Capricorn sky. Astrology doesn't need to shout, it just mirrors. And later she told me she was 47, which placed her at a 12th house perfection year. A chapter of endings, reflection, and release. Her life reflected that. She opened up to me about being in an unbalanced relationship with a narcissistic partner. She wanted to leave, but felt stuck because of the kids. Her chart showed the tension clearly, and Libra rising with Chiron in the seventh house of deep wounds around relationships and fears of being alone. Staying longer than is healthy, and at one point I gently asked if she was staying because of love or because of comfort. She said comfort. Comfort doesn't demand, it just asks you to stay. Astrology has a way of revealing what we've normalized, even when it quietly costs us our self-worth. I shared something personal, and I grew up with divorced parents, and from a child's perspective, it's healthier to see parents whole and happy than together and deeply unhappy. And kids feel truth even when no one explains it. I reminded her that the 12th house year isn't punishment, it's preparation. Her Scorpio North Node calls her towards transformation and depth, but her Taurus South Node pulls her toward what's familiar, stable, predictable, and comfortable. As I left the salon, I kept thinking about how it all played out astrologically. Will she choose to transform or remain where it feels safe? Because stagnancy, there's no growth in that. Will she choose transformation or remain where it feels safe but stagnant? Will she step into what her chart is quietly pointing toward? Or postpone it? I don't know, and maybe that wasn't my role. Maybe that really wasn't my role. Maybe I wasn't there to change her life or rescue her or push her toward a decision. Maybe I was just there to reflect something back to her. Right when she was ready to see it. Because the universe doesn't force growth. It introduces you to it and waits. So if this stirred something in you and it touched a place you've been avoiding, don't rush past it. Sit with it first. This is Hannah, and you've been listening to Have Faith in Astrology on I'm Astrology Podcast. And if you take anything from this, let it be this. You don't need signs. You need honesty.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.